There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Joined in the studio now by Dr. Sanjar Muminov, who is an international IP intellectual property expert at the organisation based here in Dubai, the Dubai Copyright Office, which we should clarify is not a government organisation, but a private sector organisation. Dr. Sanjar, good to see you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So one of our top stories this morning is 2.5 billion dirhams worth of fake or counterfeit goods confiscated by Dubai police over the past year or so. From your perspective, what are the main types of goods and services that people are trying to protect here in Dubai?
So increasing the efficiency of law enforcement actions here in Dubai also stimulated the increased number of trademark registrations. So what's happening today? Today, a lot of businessmen starting to understand that the products should be not registered only on the name of the company. Because if you're registering products through the trademark, you will be independent of the company. And if you will close the company, you can move trademark to other entity. So it means that owning of the product directly through the trademark is new business strategy.
Okay, so you've got to have a trademark on each individual product. Whatever your company is called, each product has got to have a trademark.
So, you know, trademark is one of the legal form of protection. Except trademark exists also copyright and commercial designation. So if you have a lot of products, maybe for you, no need to register as a trademark. Because, you know, trademark is a good option, but it's limited by the categories, by the industries. But if you register copyright, your brand could be protected for whole industry.
So what are the main targets for intellectual property abuse here in Dubai at the moment? We heard earlier on from the guys at Dubai Economy saying that cosmetics, mobile phone accessories were two of the big areas where they're seeing a lot of fake activity. Where are you seeing the activity?
Food industry, cosmetic, this is one area. But we have also very big area, this digital industry. Website, social media accounts, mobile application, this all types of IP. And here also we can face a lot of violations. And people starting to understand that these digital assets also very important for the business and they can protect them also using the modern legal tools.
We've had a number of questions in on this. Someone writes in earlier saying, what if my company or my brand is based on my name? And you see that with a lot of law firms, for example. We just had a law firm coming in based on people's names. But a lot of people have the same name. So if I've got a law firm called Richards or a cupcake business called Richards, what to stop someone else setting up Richards Cupcakes or Richards Law Firm?
If your brand will be registered only according to the trade license, the name which will be written in trade license give to you permission to use as a brand. But your protection will be limited by the country, by the region. Because registration as a company not provide you protection in other region. Only a trademark or copyright can give to you more extended protection in whole region.
The other question that we've had coming in from a number of people is, it's all well and good registering either a copyright or a trademark or whatever it may be. But in practice, what can small businesses do if there is abuse, if a competitor sets up with a similar name? Of course, if you're Coca-Cola or Emirates, you've got a big legal team and you can go to court. But for a small business, what can you actually do if someone does something?
A very good question. You know, a lot of people thinking that protection of IP is different and expensive task. But now in UAE existing such possibilities, how you can register your brand or your product within only 10 days with worldwide protection.
And what does that cost?
Cost about 15,000.
Dirhams.
But, yes, 15,000 dirhams. After 10 days, you will be protected.
Globally?
Globally, of course. Because UAE joined to the Bern Convention on Copyright, for example. And in case of violation, what you can first do, you can block illegal website. You can block the social account where you're promoting these fake products. And this will be cost nothing. You should just properly fill the internal guide and policies, for example, Facebook, Google, and YouTube. But using only one IP certificate, you can start actions.
Can you start any actions, though, if you haven't trademarked yourself if you haven't put that IP protection in place?
You know, without IP certificate, it's almost impossible. Because your right should be confirmed by the IP certificate. A lot of people thinking, one of the question, if I have website, you know, all companies have website. This website belongs to me. They think in this way, but it's wrong. Because your website could be belong to you only after registration as an IP, IP item. For this one, you should receive separate IP certificate for the source code of website, design interface, and for the domain. Only after this, it will be your intellectual property.
Dr. Sanjar, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks very much indeed for joining us today. Dr. Sanjar Muminov is the founder of Dubai Copyright Office, which we would stress again is a private sector organisation, not a government organisation here in Dubai. We appreciate your time. Thanks very much indeed for joining us today.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.